USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer says a low dose of its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11 and plan to ask the FDA to approve it for that age group soon. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells MSNBC that's a pretty good process.
I think in a best case scenario, given, you know, reasonable review period by the agency, if they ultimately determine that the vaccine is demonstrated to be safe and effective for that population, you could see something available by the end of the year. It could slip into 2022.
Those tests showed antibody responses after the second shot. The FBI and Northport police are executing a search warrant at Brian Laundrie's family home in Florida. He is a person of interest in the case of his missing fiance, Gabby Petito. Laundrie himself also went missing last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests. Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Police in Virginia are on the hunt for a suspect behind a double school shooting at a high school this morning. Police say a 17-year-old male and female were shot at Heritage High School in the city of Newport News, but their injuries were believed to not be life-threatening.
We transported four, maybe five individuals to area hospitals. Two are suffering from a gunshot wound. One has been struck in the side of the face area. One has been struck in the lower leg.
The White House kept commercial flights outside the country to over two dozen Republican governors are urging a meeting with President Biden due to the immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The governors have sent a letter to the White House citing concerns about the flow of illegal immigrants coming across the border. This comes as Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking for a federal emergency declaration, stating a large illegal immigrant group is starting a camp under the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
How the United States pulled out of Afghanistan is still being discussed among many.
As President Biden went back on vacation over the weekend, many crises continue. One is the U.S. military drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan in late August. The president claimed the strike killed ISIS-K terrorists, but the following investigation revealed seven children and three civilian adults were killed with the missile attack. Former Secretary of State Republican Mike Pompeo on Fox News says politics is an ugly player in this scenario.
You could see the political pressure, and if there was one thing that drove this failed evacuation, it was the arbitrary political deadline that President Biden set, the arbitrary cap on the number of troops that could be there so we could secure American departure and the departure of our equipment. Those things, these were all political decisions driven down to the military, and I'm confident that the military was under enormous pressure. President Biden said we're going to strike back at the folks who killed the 13 Americans, and we had a strike that clearly failed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The most wonderful time of the year is approaching, and it may come with a higher price tag. That's especially true for artificial trees, which are expected to cost more than usual. CNN reporting that some artificial tree sellers are bumping up their prices by double-digit percentages. Companies like Balsam Hill out of California say it's due to high shipping costs. Those selling holiday decor are also feeling the strain. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.